We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Something's happening in Buffalo right now that could only happen, you know, in a smaller market. In New York, we would never do it. We could never pull it off. So there is, there is a well-known barbecue company called KC Masterpiece. You've seen the sauce, you know, in every grocery store you've ever been in, right?
Right.
So Buffalo grocery stores have collectively pulled all of the Kansas City barbecue sauce off the shelves.
That is adorable.
I love little stories like that.
That's cute.
That's when a little community gets together.
That little engine that could, known as Buffalo.
Like, we would never do that here. Like, if the Yankees were playing the Phillies in the World Series in 2009, we didn't, like, D'Agostino's and Gristini's didn't take Philadelphia cream cheese off the shelves.
And you know why?
Because we're a major market.
I don't even think it's just that. I think it's the fact that we are such a diverse city. A big part of this city doesn't like the other team that's successful.
You don't all rally around.
Like, I get it. There's a lot of front runners, but when the Yankees are in the World Series, there's still a lot of Met fans. When the Giants are in the Super Bowl.
So would you, if you were to buy Philadelphia cream cheese? You probably
did. I would have gone out of my way, yeah. Just to stick it to you.
Like, you can't, I don't know. That'd be cool if we could unite like that, but
that's
we'll
the
never
one
will.
Thing we don't have. And I know it's close with the Knicks. I'll give that to you. It's close with the Rangers, but it's still not. You know what I mean? You're still not Buffalo. You're still not Pittsburgh in terms of it being a universal, we are all rallying around the same team kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not who we are. And I love it, actually.
Right.
I love that.
And by the way, your boy Vanderpool got fined $10,000 for the thing we talked about yesterday.
We talked about that yesterday.
All right, listen.
Did you forget?
No, the amount of money, I didn't know the amount of money.
I told you.
No, you never told me.
I did.
They didn't
I swear to God, I told you.
You didn't tell me it was $10,000.
Yes.
Not yesterday.
I said he got $10,000 and the team got $25,000.
We've never had that conversation. For real.
Here's the question. Do we care enough for me to check back the tape tonight?
You check the tape. If I'm wrong, I'm buying lunch on Monday.
Do it. I'm checking.
Okay?
Just to get you to buy lunch?
I have no problem with that. It never came up on the show yesterday. We
the
wondered how much
of
you would
money
pay.
Was never said on the show.
Never said on the show.
And if I'm wrong, I'll buy lunch Monday.
Deal.
Is that fair?
You got yourself a deal.
Done.
All right, listen. NFL playoff weekend. Of course, it starts Saturday at 4:30. Bengals and Titans. Then it goes 8:15, Niners and Packers. The two games on Sunday, which you already know, of course, Rams and Bucks, Bills and Chiefs. Let's start it off with the Saturday game and the 4:30 game. Might as well just have you guys do your picks now, and we'll break down the games as well. But here you are, and remember, if you are wagering this weekend, have a plan, stick to that plan. Be smart, don't chase. If you lose, you lose. Live to fight another day. Evan, take it away.
Our picks are brought to you by Sloman's Home Security. Call 1-800-ALARM-E by Labor's Local 731. Feel the power. By Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit SamwellPain.com. And by Covers.com. Sports bettors, start your divisional weekend at Covers.com. Winning starts here. We all had winning weeks for Wild Card Weekend, but only one of us went 4-1.
Boring.
And that person is Big Mac.
So of course
kick it
is.
Off, Big Mac.
All right, we'll start with, what the hell, Cincinnati and Tennessee? That's usually how we do it. I understand Henry's going to be back. I understand that he's a beast. I understand that he can control the clock. That's the way they like to play. They've won playoff games in that way. I think Cincinnati's on a roll here. I love what Burrow and this offense are doing. There's too many weapons. Tennessee's at the bottom third of the league as far as yards per game passing. I think they're an unstoppable. I don't think Tennessee is good enough defensively to slow this train down. Henry's coming back, hasn't played. They're going to have to rely on him. Is he ready to do that? I don't know. I'm getting 3.5. I will take Cincinnati. I think they win the game outright, to be honest with you, but I'll take him at plus 3.5 first game. Green Bay, I've had them all year as my Super Bowl pick. Aaron
Rodgers
is the MVP. Him and Adams are an unstoppable force. I think this is the year they're as healthy as they've ever been. This defense is as good as they've ever had it, I think, heading into a postseason. I think this is the year. I understand defensive front, offensive line at the line of scrimmage. San Francisco has done a great job. I think their quarterback stinks. And if you're going to ask me coming down, maybe in a close game, who's going to do better, Aaron Rodgers or what San Francisco is throwing a quarterback, even though Craig might tell you they love him? Give me the Packers minus 5.5 in Green Bay.
It sucks.
L.A. at Tampa Bay is the toughest game for me to pick, but I am doing it. This is the year. This is the game. Tom Brady is going down in his own building. L.A. has got it rolling here. I love what they did offensively. The schemes they threw last week I thought were brilliant. Up and down the field, they just absolutely trounced the Cardinals. Tampa Bay's banged up at the offensive line. And how do you get Tom Brady to lose a playoff game? You get pressure in his face, and with two offensive linemen possibly down here, including Wirfs, you can have Donald, you can have Miller. They're going to get after Brady. I think they're going to win this game outright as well. L.A. plus 3, and then the game of the weekend, obviously. I'm doing it. I was riding Buffalo all year long. The line first hit at 3.5. It's down to 1.5. That number scares the hell out of me at home against Mahomes, but I just think Buffalo has got it going. They got the best defensive backs in the NFL.
I think
they're going to be able to slow down this passing attack just enough. I think this offense and what Josh Allen has become here down the stretch, they can win you. They can beat you game running the ball. They can beat you throwing the ball. Give me Buffalo plus 1.5 to go into Kansas City and upset the Chiefs. So I got Cincinnati plus 3.5, Green Bay minus 5.5, LA plus 3, and Buffalo plus 1.5. Loogie.
All righty, let's start with the Tennessee Titan game.
Respect!
You got it, Boomer. The King has returned. That's right, Derrick Henry is back. The Bengals line is banged up. I think you get a Cincinnati team here that, you know, they got their first playoff win in a long time. Get a little bit of that letdown game. You have the better coach in Tennessee, Mike Vrabel. And the Titans, even though they're a one seed, doesn't feel like it. It feels like they're getting a little disrespected here. The Bengals are a sexy team. They like to throw it around a lot. And this is a Tennessee team we've seen when they've been sort of, like, disrespected, they always come up big. I know it's 3.5. I'd rather not have to lay the hook there. But I think the Tennessee Titans will take care of business against the Bengals.
Game number two.
Hey, come on, boy. Game number two. I think the Niners can win this game outright, and I'm getting 5.5 points. I'll take it. All the pressure in the world is on the Packers. If they don't make it to the Super Bowl this year, the season is a total failure. The Niners are playing with house money. They arguably have the best skill position player on the field. I said it, Deebo Samuel. The guy could wreck the game out of the backfield and in the passing game. So give me the Niners plus 5.5. This one pains me. Tom Brady never forgets. The Rams in L.A. smacked around the Bucs early in the year, and I thought if they played again in the playoffs, I was going to take the Bucs, but I can't. This Buccaneer team is banged up, especially on the line. The Rams have a great pass rush. Those receivers, Kupp, Beckham, give me the Rams. I'm getting 3. And the final game went back and forth on this, but that line is just 1.5 with the Chiefs. They're begging you to take the Chiefs, so I'm going to be their Huckleberry. I'm going to take the Chiefs with Mahomes at home. Minus 1.5. So the Titans minus 3.5. The Niners getting 5.5. The Rams getting 3. And the Chiefs laying the 1.5. Evan, take it away.
Pathetic!
Every year, there's a team in the AFC Championship game that you just didn't really see coming. Started with Jacksonville in 17 when they were in the title game. The Titans in 19 came out of nowhere. The Bills didn't come out of nowhere, but the Bills playing in a title game felt unique.
They stink!
This is the year for Cincinnati. I really believe it. I really believe after watching Joe Burrow blossom into a star this year, that connection he has with Ja'Marr Chase. But here's the real thing about Tennessee. They win playoff games when Derrick Henry goes for 30 carries, 180 yards. That's the formula. They're not asking Ryan Tannehill to make big plays down the field. Can I expect after 2 months that Derrick Henry's just going to walk through that door and do that? I don't. Give me the Bengals getting the 3.5. Game number two. This is Green Bay's year, plain and simple. They're also getting healthier at the exact right time. They're getting Za'Darius Smith back. They're getting Jaire Alexander back. They're getting Whitney Mercilus back. All these guys that have been out for a while on defense are coming back at the right time.
Raheem Mostert's not walking through that door and going for 200 yards on the ground. It's not happening again. Give me Green Bay laying the 5.5. I think they're going to blow them out.
You suck!
Another Saturday night blowout. Game number 3, I hate myself. I hate myself. Tom Brady versus Matthew Stafford. That's it. That's all I've got to say. I'm not picking Matthew Stafford against the GOAT, Tom Brady. Give me the Buccaneers laying the 3. And in game number 4, have people forgotten who the hell the Kansas City Chiefs are? Listen, I knew the Bills would beat the Patriots. That was like the strongest gut feeling I've had in a while. Can we all take a deep breath? They beat a lousy, overrated, soft Patriot team. That's what they did.
Sucks.
This ain't the Kansas City Chiefs. This ain't Patrick Mahomes. This isn't the defense that was giving up points and yards like a sieve in the first 6 weeks of the year. And this ain't Patrick Mahomes turning the ball over the way he did. Give me the Chiefs laying the 1.5. Cincy, Green Bay, Tampa, the Chiefs, divisional weekend in the NFL.
All right, there you have it. It's going to be fun, and it doesn't start until Saturday at 4:30. That's the Bengal-Titan game. 49ers-Packers.
What are you most excited about of those four games? Is it the Bill game, the Bill Chief game?
It's the Rams-Bucks game.
Really?
I think the Rams are going to beat them. I do.
God, I hope you're right.
I think the Rams are going to beat them.
Pass rush.
Now, the problem is that when I look at that, just because we're picking the random game.
Yeah.
When I look at that particular game, I know what Tampa is. I know what they're going to do. They might be, everyone's got an outlier, but they might be the most predictable and, level team of all the teams that are left. You know what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're very consistent with what they do, right? Whereas the Rams aren't. Matthew Stafford has the ability to throw 3 picks in this game and be god-awful, and they get run out of the building, even with all that talent, because Stafford's had a couple games like that. But he's also had the other kind of games where he throws the nicest ball in the league.
He's also...
And they've got guys who get open.
He's right? also without his left tackle.
Yeah, which is an issue,
and that would
obviously
worry me, because that's the game-changing moment, even for Brady. I think Big Mac said it in his predictions. If Tom Brady's being harassed because Ryan Jensen's really banged up and Tristan Wirfs is banged up, and we saw it in the Philly game. When Wirfs went out, there was a difference on that right side of the offensive line. That's the game changer on Brady. And I'd worry about that with Whitworth being out protecting Stafford.
Yeah, for sure I do. They've got arguably the best wide receiver in the game in Cup. They can get the ball around. They've got their running back back. They're a team that poses problems for every defense left in the playoffs. So that's the game that's most intriguing to me. There's a part of me that, of course, would love to see old man Brady do it again. That's part of it.
A part of you. It's all a part of you.
Yeah, that's a part of it. And then the second game, listen, Bills Chiefs on paper, if it plays out the way we all hope, that goes down. This is way before everybody's time. That goes down as quadruple overtime, Kellen Winslow, San Diego Chargers, Miami Dolphins, instant classic, 45-42 kind of game, right? If we get anything near that, we go to bed very happy on Sunday night, don't we?
It feels, and I hate to say this because I don't want this because I want my team to crash this. It does feel like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes is going to be that matchup we get sick of 4 years from now.
I worry about that 4 years
from
now. No,
I'm just saying, so this is going to be one battle
Sunday
in a long
Sunday afternoon
war.
Or, late, I guess the game starts at 6:30.
Right.
Sunday at night. That game has the possibility on paper. Yeah, by the way, listen, Rams-Bucks does too. I get all their thing. But, boy, you could go to bed Sunday night saying, I just saw one of the greatest playoff games of my life.
I mean, you've got 2 emerging superstar quarterbacks. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I love that it's the, I love the games are later. I like nighttime games better than your 1 o'clock games in the playoffs anyway. And then I'm just trying to figure out in my head, is there any way the Packers don't blow the Niners out?
Well, all you've got to do is think back to the NFC title game 2 years ago and say Green Bay's defense will not be able to stop the Kyle Shanahan, Mitchell, Debo Samuel rush attack.
Well, Debo's
it's
the guy.
Different names. Right. It's different names than 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I should say. It's different names.
So if I gave you this.
But they couldn't stop him.
And we all know that Garoppolo's got a bad thumb, but he's playing, obviously. If I said to you that, what do you think is more likely? That he throws more than 20 passes or less than 10 passes?
what's the outcome of the game?
I'm not telling you.
More than 20.
Like, you're San Francisco.
Yeah.
You're going into this game, and your job is to limit the amount of offensive possessions the Green Bay Packers have.
Well,
that's your job, right?
Well,
the only way to do that,
I'm forcing Jimmy Garoppolo to have to make plays.
You got
to
convert. You got to convert 60% or more of your third downs, and you got to run for over 150 yards.
Right.
If San Fran does that, so you limit Green Bay. Like, you know, it's interesting when you look at the Buffalo New England game where they whitewashed them last week. The Bills had 7 total possessions in the entire game.
Right, but they scored touchdowns.
Right.
Yeah.
So if I'm San Francisco, if I can limit the Packers to 7 possessions, I have a chance to win the game.
Not if they score 7 touchdowns against
them. They're not going to. But you follow me?
No, I get you.
You can can knock that game down to maybe 4-4. It's 8 possessions, whatever it is.
It's similar to what we've talked about all week about the Giants looking for a quarterback. The San Francisco 49ers and the Tennessee Titans are going to win postseason games this weekend, not because of their quarterback. That's not a position you really want to be in, but that's the truth. And all you've got to do is look at Jimmy Garoppolo's history. You look at the 2 playoff wins and the run to the Super Bowl against the Vikings and the Packers in the NFC title game. They didn't ask him to do anything. And last week against Dallas, he almost blew it when he has Brandon Ayuk wide open for what would have been a game-breaking play. If Jimmy Garoppolo needs to make plays, the Niners are going to lose the football game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.